Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight Conversations, where we speak to musicians, poets, vocalists, promoters, anyone in the jazz and poetry idioms. Today, I'm very pleased to have with me a young man who stands out as one of the most promising new voices in the emerging French jazz wave, but jazz wave in particular, excelling as a trumpeter, improviser, band leader, and composer. His remarkable journey between the United States and Europe demonstrates his exceptional talent, making his artistry authentic, grounded, and very creative. And believe me, I've had the pleasure of witnessing his unique artistry recently at an engagement at the Black Squirrel Club here in Philadelphia. And to say the least, he was remarkable. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to Spotlight Conversations, Fabian Enger.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm doing great.
Great. So, like I said, I had the pleasure of listening to you at the Black Squirrel with Justin Griggs and Shakur Hakim. Two people that I never heard of before last night, but of course since that night I researched them, and oh my goodness, I mean, the music was incredible, and I just had such a great time. You, my friend, are just amazing. You are amazing, and you know, your compositions were just fantastic. I'm probably getting a little ahead of myself with what I wanted to talk about, but I was very excited to listen to you the other day. Where are you from, and name some of your early familial and musical influences?
So I grew up in France nearby a city called Strasbourg in northeastern France, right next to Germany. And so my first influences are, I would say, when I first learned to play the trumpet and then play jazz, improvised music, I was first listening to Miles Davis, Chet Baker, and then I learned about Freddie Hubbard, Terrence Blanchard, and yeah, it just kept going on and on. During my journey as a young trumpet player, and then when I started to learn how to improvise, I just started to, you know, transcribe a lot of musicians and listen to a lot of different musicians. And I would say Miles Davis is one of my biggest inspirations right now, because he just spent the whole history of jazz until he passed away. But I mean, he's done so much for this music that he's just, yeah, one of my biggest influences. And then there's also obviously the whole orchestral European classical music that I'm really into as well, because I'm also classically trained as a trumpet player. So yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of orchestral music, classical music, and yeah, I've been to a ton of concerts, a ton of symphony orchestra concerts when I was a child, and I still do, actually.
When did you decide that coming to the United States was necessary for, you know, to further your musical goals?
So I was lucky enough and very grateful to get that scholarship. It's called the Fulbright Scholarship. And so my first goal was just to be able to get a chance to deeply learn about what this music takes, really. And so I just, yeah, so before I came here, I felt like it was just necessary to, you know, go overseas, go to the United States, and get a deep look to what it's like, and the roots of this music, the traditions, the foundations. And so, yeah, that was just the whole process in my mind. I felt like this was very important. And yeah, so when did that start? It was, you know, it was a dream, a real dream of mine when I started to listen to jazz and to play jazz and, you know, to come to the US just to experience. And then when I got this opportunity with that scholarship, I was like, wow, this is just so awesome. Like, my, you know, seeing my dream coming true, and just, you know, so it was a long process. I think it was just a dream of mine since I was a kid. But then when it came more realistic, and I could do it, that was, you know, it was even more. I just felt like it was more possible to do it, and yeah, it just made a lot of sense, you know, coming from Europe, going to the United States, and being able to learn that music from its roots, basically.
Where did you go to? You mentioned the scholarship, and I know that's probably one that they don't give out to a lot of people. That's, you know, so that alone is very prestigious. But where did you go to college to get your degrees or study your jazz and classical or whatever?
So I first went to a few conservatories in France, one in Strasbourg, one in Metz, it's another city in northeastern France. And then I went to Paris Conservatory, and I was doing both classical and jazz for quite some time. And then I just, when I graduated from my classical degree, I moved on to jazz and went on to specialize myself into jazz improvised music. Especially.
So once you came to the United States, you went to school here. Matter of fact,
yes.
Well, you tell the story. Where did you go to school here once you got here?
So yeah, I went to Temple University, and I got my master's in jazz studies. So that was, yeah, that was this past 2 years. I just graduated from Temple University. And yeah, that was such a wonderful experience. I couldn't imagine more. I mean, it was life-changing.
Mm.
Because of the faculty. The faculty is a world-class faculty. I got to study with John Swanna, Terrell Stafford, Tim Warfield, Dick Oates, and yeah. Just to name a few, because the list goes on and on and on. And so, yeah, it was, yeah, such a blast. I had a blast at Temple. And then all the students, it just felt like a whole community and a whole family in that program. So I'm still really grateful from what I've learned from this experience and what I'm still, you know, learning from, you know. I'm still practicing in the same way I used to when I was at school, so, and I still need to learn so much, so it was awesome.
How is classical and jazz, how are they not similar, and how are they similar to one another? How is the marriage between the two? And from your perspective, what do you think?
I feel like the classical training really helped me through sight reading the music. You know, when you got to a gig or you get to a rehearsal, sometimes you get to learn new music, and you need to be able to sight read new music, some originals, or maybe maybe big band charts and or large ensemble chart, whatever. So that was really helpful to me. So, yeah, that whole classical training was really helpful to be able to sight read on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole training on your skills, on your chops, on, you know, it's really important, especially as a trumpet player, to play in a certain way, to be able to breathe, and to be comfortable on your playing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this whole training really helped me with this. And then jazz is so different in a way of you're really free to do whatever you want, actually, even though there's a ton of rules mm-hmm. that you gotta learn and you need to know the theory. So that double concentration between these two different, you know, genres in music, they're really related, because you still gotta know the theory, and the theory is really important, even though, you know, doesn't do everything for, you know, when you listen to jazz and you play this music, there's so much more than just theory.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and what I like about this music is that compared to classical music, when you play classical music, you most likely play concertos or symphonic music, which has been played for years and years. And always pretty much in the same way. Jazz is more open, I would say, in the interpretation, in the way you sound. You know, you don't have to have a specific trumpet sound. You can sound however you feel like, however you want. So, yeah.
So it's freer.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Because there are elements of improvisation in classical music as well, but I think it's more, to me, I'm not a heavy classical music lover. I do like classical music, but you know, the improvisation, I can hear it more so in jazz than I can, you know, in classical music.
Yeah, well, I would say that every classical composers, all the biggest names that you can hear from, just such as Beethoven, Bach, or Mozart, they were improvisers as well. But nowadays, classical musicians, especially where I'm from in Europe, they won't really improvise because they think that's only a jazz thing. Mm-hmm. But it used to be a classical thing, you know, at some point throughout history of music. So, yeah.
How would you describe the composition, your own compositions? How would you describe what you have written so far? How would you describe it? If you were getting ready to play, like, well, you did, you get ready to play one of your compositions, how would you describe it to me to let me know this is what I intend for you to hear, but of course I'm going to hear it's going to do something else to me. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a good question, because I feel like we all experience the music differently. So when I compose some music, it's really, I'm trying to compose music that's deep to my heart and that makes sense to me and to what I hear. So I feel like my music is very lyrical and melodic. And then I tend to put that music in some different space and like get it freer and and also it depends for who I compose this music. Usually when I compose music, I also think about the musicians I'm gonna play with. So yeah, it's, I would say there's a lot of stuff that are written on the chart and that I wanna hear, but also the way we play, the way we're gonna interpret it is gonna be very different, because I want the musicians to be free and to express that freedom in music. So I would say how can I express that? It's, there's a lot of freedom, of course, and a lot of spiritual feeling, you know, because we tend to play these long phrases and long melodies on very on some, you know, some long tones played, you know, sometimes you could hear it at the concert, for example, when Justin on the keys, and especially he was playing all these electric keyboards plus the piano. He would just play one note and some chords and some sounds that you wouldn't expect to hear. And yeah, that's what I'm, you know, really into when I'm playing and when I compose music. I really want people to travel and, you know, to discover some new sounds and, you know, just be on a journey during the concert.
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly what that concert did for me, because while I was listening, and then like you said, when Justin went off, you know, he kind of reminded me of Art Tatum.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of Art Tatum when he started playing something. It was part of what you all were doing, but it was different. He went off into, and I started hearing other songs that I was familiar with. And I was like, whoa. But he came right back into what, you know, what you were talking about with your instrument. And then the same with Hakeem. He was amazing. He was amazing. And then he mixed in some field hollers. You know what I mean? Where he just, with his voice, just was like, I know he was feeling, oh man, he was feeling that music. He was definitely, all three of you, the interplay was just, it was just amazing. It and like you said, it took me somewhere else. I mean, I was at the Black Squirrel, but I traveled somewhere else. I was, you know, I was at a different place. And it was wonderful. Have you ever performed with a vocalist or a poet before?
So vocalists, yeah. But it's been pretty recent that I've started to write music for vocalists and write lyrics for the music. But there's definitely, I'm definitely thinking about getting some poetries on my music for my next project, for my next album, maybe. You know, because there's definitely something with words. You know, the power of words, and it's so powerful when it comes with music and you got the words in addition to that. You know, people can really feel what I've, you know, what I could intend and what message I wanna share.
Talk about your debut album. Talk about that.
So this album is called Off the Bed, and it's been released a couple of days ago on the 20th of November under Inner Urge Records. It's an Italian-based label that I got in touch with because I won one of their competition back in 2 years ago, and they offered me to release that album under their label. And it's a funny story because, you know, it's like everything happens for a reason. Because I met Dustin at Temple, and we started to, well, you know, we needed to be in ensemble class, and so I got in touch with our teacher, Tom Lorden, who is a pianist, and he was looking for musicians. And you know, usually ensembles are meant to be quartet or quintet, or yeah, usually. And this ensemble for the whole semester was just a duo with Justin. So that's how we, you know, bonded each other. That's how we practiced together. And, you know, we played music, we performed together. And for the whole semester, we just tried to find our voice as a duet, you know. At the time, I was just coming from France, didn't know everything about Philadelphia, the music scene. Justin was a freshman at school, so you know we needed to introduce ourselves with music, and that's the beautiful thing with music. So that, you know, the language, we can just, you know, transcend the language through the music. So we started to actually play my originals. And at the time, Temple did a call for applications for a grant, for a student grant, which I applied for. And we got the grant and we went to the studio. That was almost, yeah, a year and a half ago. And we got in the studio, we recorded. We had 2 days at Total Studios in Philadelphia. And yeah, so here we are now, like the album just came out. We're super excited, you know, to share it with everyone on stage. We're going on tour next summer. So yeah, it's only the beginning.
Oh yeah. So how can we get a copy of that?
So for now, the label dropped it as a digital album. It's not available as a physical copy yet, but you can find it on every digital platforms, and you can also buy it as a digital album on Bandcamp, on Inner Urge Music, the label page. Mm-hmm. On Bandcamp. Yeah,
on Bandcamp. Okay, so it's, I can't wait for it. So are you going to have them? Are they going to press some vinyl albums as well?
I hope so, yeah. Well,
when that comes, you know, out, when that vinyl, yeah, comes out, that I want a copy of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, because I want you to sign it for me too. You know, I want to get a photograph. Yeah, because I have to have that. I mean, I'm gonna get the digital, of course. Well, I'll let everybody know now, I'm going to do a feature of your music on the Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry program on the website for February, putting your program up for the entire month. So what do you have coming up, you know, next or soon as far as any live performances?
So with Shaco and Justin, I'm not sure yet, you know, playing that music. But I'm playing with Bobby Zankel's band at Solo Myth for his 75th birthday celebration. It's going to feature Jalil Shaw, David Murray, and, you know, the regular band, Sumi Tonuka, Lee Smith, Farron Aklaff, and Brian Rogers as well.
You know the date on that yet?
Yeah, that's gonna be December 21st at Solo Myth.
Okay, that sounds like a winner. And Sumi, I feature Sumi Tanuka on Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I featured her. Bobby Zanko, I haven't. So on social media, are you on any social media platforms where people can get a glimpse
of we can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and all the streaming platforms such as Spotify, YouTube.
I got a chance to listen to you on YouTube, a gig you did with Sumi Tanuka and some others. I think it was either a quintet or a septet, I'm not sure. But
okay.
It was amazing what I heard there, and that's when I finally, decided yes. I gotta get Fabian, I gotta get to him, and because I had left you a message on Facebook a while back, but I definitely was going to make sure that I got to you and got a chance to feature you and interview with you.
So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I remember your message, and I kept that in mind. As far as I was waiting for the album to be released so we could actually talk about that. And I just wanted to add something because, I really appreciate you coming to the concert, because that was a real special concert for me, especially because, Justin and I played a lot together and there's a lot of chemistry between the two of us. And in the same way as I'm playing a lot with Shakur as a duet as well, percussion and trumpet. So, just joining these two duets in a trio and bringing these two different characters with me, that was very special. And, the chemistry was even more big. And we had such a great time, and I was really, really touched by everyone's feedback, such as yours and all the people coming to the concert that, some of them didn't really go to any jazz concerts lately, so I really appreciate it. And they were really touched by the music there. Like they said, like you said, like everyone said, they really traveled, and it's been a journey listening to that concert.
Yeah, it was I'm still talking about it. I've been talking, talking to my son and anybody that wants to listen to me talk, because sometimes people will tune you out, but just telling them about your artistry and I just want people to be interested in your artistry, seek your music out, because it's such a joy. It really is. It really is such a joy. And, and even Deborah had told me about you. Deborah said, you need to check Fabian out, because that's where I got your name from. Because Deborah Smith told me, she said, I got a trumpeter, that I went to school with, Fabian Enger. And I was like, okay. And she told me where to find you and everything. And once I did, the rest is history, man. So, for any young people or anyone that wants to get into jazz or classical for that matter, but mainly jazz as a career, what kind of advice would you give them, being that you are just getting started? What kind of advice would you offer them?
They need to listen to the music at first, and then figure out what they like, what they don't like yet, and then when they find out what musician they like, they can just go to the internet and look for what this musician did in his career, and listen to what he did in the past, what he's done afterwards, and then transcribe music, as much as you can. Compose music if you're comfortable enough doing it. Go to session. Do a band, you know, play with a band and have fun. You know, it's all about fun and community and find the right people to play with.
Yeah.
And the mentors, the right mentors too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to. That's some good advice. I just want to thank you for taking time out from your schedule, because I know you got a busy schedule. Thank you for taking the time out, for sharing some of your yourself, your artistry, and you know, talking about your music and your composing, and you know, the history and your history. And it's just been amazing. I really appreciate it, and I just want to wish you continued success in all of your endeavors. And thank you very much for joining us here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the fantastic trumpeter, composer, band leader, Fabian Enger. I hope you tune in again next time for Spotlight Conversation. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.